I really do. But he didn't even fight for me. Yeah, it's been 2 days. He didn't even call.
You guys in a relationship?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay, well,
you say yeah, you say no.
We are not.
And I told him that and didn't see it going any further. He agreed. He didn't even try.
Why does the friend zone exist?
For losers who are meant to be there.
Woman regrets not dating the friend zone guy. From modern dating here. That's what we got today. Be sure to stay on the path of progress. Let's get into it.
Recently was going on dates with a man, and nice guy, good guy, treated me well. But once I realized that he was not my husband, because I'm only looking for husband energy at the moment, I ended things with him, and I sent him a text. Because, like, it wasn't that serious, you know, I didn't feel like I needed to do it in person. Anyway, so I sent him a text, told him that I didn't see it going any further, and he agreed. He said that he didn't think that he could make me happy. And while I appreciate that, it was a very kind response. He didn't even try.
I rejected him. He was perfect. I rejected him. And he didn't even try and bow down to me? What? It's like they want you to go to war for a country that has exiled you from it. You've been kicked out of this country and they come back just like, hey, I know you're, I know we kicked you out and everything, but like, we really need more soldiers.
He didn't even try and say that he like wanted to change, that he wanted to like whatever. Like, I can be manipulated. I will listen to you.
Wait, real?
But you didn't even try.
It's like these women are living in their own soap opera, and they just expect all of this drama to be going on all the time. This is what happens after years of dating the bad boy that knows how to manipulate her and spike her emotions. It's like they need this level of drama to sustain the relationship, and they're addicted to it, bro. It's like a drug for them. There are some lessons to be learned from what I just said. Take notes, gentlemen. When you stop talking to your guy best friend out of respect of their relationship, wondering if I dodged a bullet or just lost the love of my life. Basically, she is just upset that she's not getting 100% of the attention from her guy best friend anymore, now that he has a girlfriend. She likes having these guys basically in her tool belt, just picking them out. Hey, I want this kind of attention today. Can I have that? And when he gets into a relationship, all of that attention that he was giving her, it's gone. It evaporates.
I had a man crying, screaming, and throwing up last night because he found out I was going on dates with other people, and then I said, well, it doesn't feel like you're pursuing me. And then he said, but I'd love to pursue you more, I just don't want to come off as clingy. And then I suggested he stand in his authenticity and show up as himself and declare how he feels about me. If he wants to know me better, know me better, I'm open to it. And he said, okay, let's talk tomorrow. Tomorrow is today. I haven't heard from him, and I don't, honestly, I'm so detached from dating now, so I'm just like going about my biz. I get a 2-minute voice note from him letting me know that actually he's not ready for a relationship, and he has to date casually right now. I don't give a shit, but do you see like how sometimes I feel like men have brain damage.
The men have brain damage, but she can't see a guy that is clearly trying to put in effort. If he has such a severe reaction where he's throwing up, she said he's throwing up, and she says, no, well, I'm still seeing other people. Are you blind? Judging by the huge glasses, clearly. At least good for this dude for grabbing his own balls and not putting up with her anymore. He's saying, oh yeah, no, I'm not looking for a relationship anymore. At least he learned from the experience and moved on. The comments, never be a backup plan for a woman. Either you are the number one or nothing at all. 100%. Never be the guy that she has to settle for. I swear, that is one of the biggest reasons why we have such an incredibly high divorce rate. It's because women, basically, they ran out all of their biology. You can look at the statistics on this. The average age of marriage for women is like 20, 28, 29. Right when they're hitting the wall and their biology is running out. And I can basically guarantee you that they had to settle for the nice guy, the beta guy. And that's one of the huge reasons why the divorce is so high. Because when she has to settle for you, she doesn't respect you. She's been alpha widowed by 10 guys in her past, and you were just the guy that was around. You're either number one or nothing at all. This is so on point. No man of value chases after a woman who rejects him. His time is too valuable, and he moves on looking for a woman who recognizes his worth. No woman on earth is worth pursuing after rejection. Hell, most aren't even worth a damn even before then. Who hurt you?
I did a video on why good guys are boring. I think it's only fair I do a video on why girls love bad boys. It's the charm. bad boys are very charming, extremely charming, and they know women inside and out. Like, it's always the bad guys that be knowing exactly how to talk to you and exactly how to move with you. And bad boys honestly give you a challenge. Like, as much as people want to say, oh, it's toxic and this and that, like, there's a certain level where, like, I feel like your partner should be able to challenge you. And I must admit, like, who doesn't love a good chase? Like, I think healthy chase is not so terrible. I don't think you should give everything all at once. That's what makes the relationship boring, when you dump everything all at the beginning. But I also have to admit, it's ego. I think the more someone shows you that they don't want you, the more you want them. That goes for men and women. I don't know, there's just something about bad boys. It's like they know how to show you the right amount of what you need. But they're just damn right players. They're no good.
She's being quite real and honest. Spiking emotions, exactly like what I'm saying. You're not exciting. You're boring. You agree with everything she says. Some good mental framework to start doing this kind of stuff, because I don't believe in, like, cheesy pickup lines or anything like that, but having mental frames in place of how to deal with things, that's what has actually helped me out personally. So when you're interacting with the girl that you like, treat her like she is your annoying kid cousin. Don't really take her seriously. Kind of joke around. Just be playful. That, in combination with holding back your validation, bro, it's game over, okay? This stuff is really not that difficult. The difficult part is just you becoming that man. That's where all of your effort should be. Your effort should be going into becoming the best version of yourself possible. The masculine apex man version of yourself.
Go for the boring guy. Let me explain. Boring guy. Hey, I'm Amanda. I'm your cautionary tale. Follow me for more single mom advice. I've been through it all. And trying to help you avoid the same mistakes that I made. So in a therapy session, my therapist said, you know, you need to go for the boring guy. Like, what do you mean? Like, I want adventure. I want excitement. I just got out of this terrible toxic relationship. She's like, no. She goes, you're used to toxic relationships. That's what you know. You have to retrain your brain. That's actually not the kind of guy you want. You're gonna think this guy is boring, but he's not really. You think you want the guy that whisks you off to Hawaii or Vegas. It's helicopter rides, like on The Bachelor. No. You want the guy that sets up your bleacher seat before you arrive at your son's baseball game. You want the guy that, when you sit down after dinner to watch a show, says, whatever you want, babe. You want the guy that when you call him in the middle of the day and he's busy, he still picks up the phone and says, you okay? Everything okay?
The beta. The nice guy. Because even single moms at her age are still pining for something like that. They love it. They're addicted to the drama. The good guys wanting leftovers are sad and pathetic simps. Leftovers are leftover for a reason. This one, right here. Taking dating advice from a single woman is like taking financial advice from a homeless one. But that's where most women get their advice from, is from other single women.
It really hasn't deterred finding somebody who is serious about dating me at all.
But are they good men who will stick around in the long term? Are they the kind of guys who are virtuous? You're a very attractive girl, but
Thank you. You're
21 years old right now, yeah. Right? Yes, you're going to find, you guys are beautiful women. You guys are going to find guys that want to marry you. Are they the kind of guys that are going to stick around? Are they the kind of guys that are solid men? Are you guys going to have good relationships that will last a long time?
There is a huge difference between sexual attraction and relationship attraction. Men do not see the difference between these two. They see all sexual attraction as simultaneously being relationship attraction. They think the two are the same. They are not. They are separate. Men have different boxes. They have girls in this box over here and girls in this box over here.
Most entitled modern women keep losing good men.
I have three kids, but two are grown and one is 13. So would I be entitled to a high value man? And I make six figures.
I feel like I'm the set.
No, you're not. That's the problem. You all think you're the exception to the rule, but your life has proven to you that you're not.
Were you married to their fathers?
Yes.
Okay, but you're divorced now?
Yes.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Dress size?
14. Yes.
If you worked at Walmart, would you be wanting the same kind of man you want now?
It would be in a different mind frame.
You may be in a different mind frame, but you still be in the same body. At the end of the day, man, you ladies have a disagreement with reality. So I get that you may want them, but what does he want? That's what you ladies need to ask yourself.
Years ago, I thought that I had it all and there was something missing from my life. So I ended things with the guy who treated me like a princess and would have been the best husband to me. And I started chasing this feeling that was never matched.
That unexplained feeling that she could do better, that's called hypergamy. Red pill guys have been talking about it for years. It's the woman's biological need to always look for the best possible mate she can find. A lot of women are always looking to trade up. It's biology. It's psychology. It's in their DNA.
That is the absolute truth right there. And this is why you never put women on the pedestal. You never, ever do it. The second you do, it's over. Because women, by default, it is ingrained in their biology. Is he the best I can do? Is he the best? They're constantly asking themselves that question. And when that answer turns into a no, that is when the grass is greener comes in, okay? That's when she starts looking out for the other guys. And then the monkey branching starts and just, you know the story. God, husband, wife, children. Never disrupt this hierarchy. That is your core. Maintain it at all costs.
Hi, darlings. Let's talk about being nearly 30, but definitely being single. If you are new to my page, my TikTok, my name's Zoe. I'm 29 and I'm turning 30 in July.
Hi, Zoe. My name is Griffin. I'm also 29.
And I am single. I have been single now for 3 years. There was a little something in between, but honestly, at this point, it doesn't even count. I have kind of done my life a little bit backwards. Around 25 years old, I've been in a really long-term relationship. I bought a house with this guy, totally envisaged being together for the rest of our lives. Literally, when we bought our house, there was a nursery at the end of the road and we talked about sending our theoretical future children there. So this was very serious. But I had like a little bit of a midlife crisis. I think I felt like I was settling down way too early and way too young and I just hadn't lived my life yet. We broke up. So I did have another relationship after that was very toxic and emotionally abusive. That's another story for another day. We now are where we are now, which is pretty much 3 years single and approaching 30 this summer.
Wow. She had it all. And she's like, hey, you know what? I kind of want to, get run through by a bunch of dudes. How does that sound? I kind of want to have a career. Yeah, that sounds good. She's going to be regretting that for the rest of her life. You're 25, settled down, you have a house together. So obviously the dude was quite successful if you can buy a house in today's economy. She just fumbled the biggest bag of her life. All in the name of womanism. I'm super strong and independent. I want to go out and live life because my inherent purpose is to have experiences. My purpose is to be in the clubs. Raising children? Hell no. Getting pumped and dumped? Hell yeah. I don't know who that character is, but I imagine that's what she sounds like.
Am I a little bit broken? Am I at the point in my life where I've just kind of, I guess, maybe worried myself from being alone and also being burnt, that I just have put up blockers because I just find it easier to be on my own and reduce my likelihood of being hurt? Now, please don't get me wrong. I definitely don't feel positive about being on my own all the time. I actually had an experience at my stepsister's wedding. This was a few years ago, pretty much when I first became single as to where I still am today. And it was when it was the first dance song. And I've never dreaded it more in my life, but the reality was honestly so much worse than I actually thought it would be. Obviously, the couple went onto the dance floor, did their dance, and gets to that bit where they invite everyone else onto the dance floor. And I'm not even joking, I looked around and every single person was in a couple and it was just me stood at the side. I was actually with like a little kid who was like a cousin of someone else in the family. And she was stood next to me kind of right at the beginning. And I was like, oh, like, let's go and dance together. Like, she was like 4 or something. And even she burst into tears. And I was like, brilliant. I stood there alone, literally burst into tears and took myself to the bathroom to kind of sort myself out. It's moments like that where kind of like love and relationships and that kind of stuff is really forced in your face that can actually be quite hard. It's a wedding, like I expected that, but I don't think I expected it to hurt as much as it did.
For most women today, there's really only a few paths that they are realistically more than likely going to go down. Endless dating, where they just have endless one night flings, 1 week flings, whatever it is. Endless situationships. You're forever alone with cats, or you're the corporate boss babe. And I know these three paths seem very harsh, but these are the main things you're seeing in society today. So just playing the numbers, playing the generalities, That is where most women will end up. That's the world right now. So I guarantee you there are a bunch of women out there that would kill to be in a situation like that. 25 years old with a guy that has a house and that wants children with you? But no, the clubs, you don't understand. There's clubs and we can like dance there. Have you been? It's dope. And on top of that, the insult to injury, this dude is probably winning in life right now. He's a little bit older. He's found a better woman, probably has a family by now. He's taken the W's while she's taken the L's.
For 10 years, I got married young. I was 21, barely, like 3 days, 21. Already had a baby. He was 8 weeks old at our wedding. And I remember feeling like my marriage was temporary from the beginning. Like that I wasn't gonna make it. And I didn't know what that feeling was. I just thought it was.
So let me get this straight. She was married for 10 years, strung this man along for 10 years, had children with this man, and knew from the beginning that she didn't want to marry him. Marriage is forever and it's not temporary, and age is not an excuse in my opinion, but there's more to the story, so continue.
Fighting for me, I was pushing him away. But I never truly accepted happiness. I left the good guy. He looks at and is like, that's a dad. That's a husband. That's how it's supposed to be. He did the dishes. He cleaned the house. He took the kids to school. He worked all day. He made good money. He supported us. We had our problems, but he was the good guy. So I'm here to tell you, it's okay to leave the good guy.
Cope. Okay, so she just ruined her life, but I don't want to talk about it right now. I want you guys to actually learn something from this. I want you to take away a lesson from this, okay? So what does it mean when women say he was the perfect guy, but then they always leave that guy? What does that mean? Simply put, it means that he was not exciting. More than likely, he's towards the beta category. Didn't know how to spike emotions at all. Didn't have any game, didn't have much frame at all. His finances were on point. He was nice. He did everything she asked. He was helpful. He was good with the kids. But this guy basically didn't have any game. He didn't know how to deal with women, either in the bedroom or outside of it. Because if this guy was that Chad, you know, the guy that has that physical presence, and she had that raw carnal attraction for this guy, there would be none of this, oh, he was perfect, but I broke up with him. And this is something that is just really not talked about enough. And I don't talk about it that much because honestly, YouTube just doesn't like it. But one of the fundamentals of a healthy, good relationship is if you can throw it down in the bedroom. Yeah, I said it. Your bedroom game is of the utmost importance. If you know how to put her in her place as a woman, the rest of the relationship is cake. Because at the core fundamental, you are a woman, I am a man. This is what men and women do. And you can prove your dominance. You can prove your competence in the bedroom. It proves your value overall. And it's a key part of having that masculine frame. So get the bedroom game on point, and then everything else should unfold pretty naturally.
As in a relationship?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay, well,
you say yeah, you
we're
say
talking,
no.
We are not in a relationship, no.
Okay, I guess we're not.
Miscommunication here.
No, perfect communication. He's actually just an acquaintance. I only recently, like, met him, like, 2 weeks ago.
It was love at first sight, but she's shy. She needs time to, like, build into it, that's what I think.
No, I don't.
Why does the friend zone exist?
For losers who are meant to be there.
Hey, would you say he's in the friend zone?
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do have a
yes,
boyfriend.
Not him.
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean he can't score.
Yo, that's a wild clip. What the f*** is this guy doing? He's just sitting there. She is talking maximum shit, and he's like, you're right, I am a pussy. I am an absolute beta. Pathetic. She literally calls him a loser to his face. He's like, yeah, you're right. I am in the friend zone. What a loser. It's like, bro, women like this are going to exist, all right? They are just out there. There are bad women out there in the same way that there are bad men. And it is your job to see, okay, which one is worth your time? Which one is not worth your time? And the ones that call you a loser to your face, You already know, dude. If I have to complete that sentence, you are destined to be exactly where you are for the rest of your life. You should know you shouldn't keep people around that treat you this way. That man who got called a loser to his face, that hurt me for him. That was disrespectful and cruel. I guarantee you this was not the first time this has happened either. Disrespect like this really doesn't just, you know, come out of nowhere a lot of the times. Usually it's built up to this. So in the beginning, the questions would be like, wow, it's so funny, you never have girls around you, or something like that, where it's super, super minor at level one. And then at level five, it's, wow, I bet you couldn't even get a girlfriend if you tried. And then level 10, wow, you're a loser. Damn, that hurt me when she basically called that man a loser. Then it basically, she absolutely did. It was not thinly veiled whatsoever. At the end of the day, it's about accountability, okay? Be around people that respect you. It is that simple. If they don't respect you, they're constantly talking to you this way. Why are they around you, dude? Why? Is your self-esteem that low where you really think, okay, I should accept this. This is fine. Like, man, you really just have to believe that you are better than that. You are worth being treated with respect. If you are respectable, if you're a hardworking man, you take care of your life, you take care of yourself, you have a good job, you know, you're really on a good track, you should absolutely not allow any kind of disrespect like this, especially from your chick. Like the video, subscribe, stay on the path of progress. See you later.